The following is taken from Matthew Henry's Method of Prayer, but in modern English. We must solemnly address ourselves to that infinitely great and glorious being with whom we have to do, as those that are possessed with a full belief of his presence and a holy awe and reverence of his majesty, which we may do in such expressions as these. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which are, and which was, and which is to come. O you whose name alone is Jehovah, who are the most high over all the earth, O God, you are our God. Early will we seek you, our God, and we will praise you, our Father's God, and we will exalt you. O you who are the true God, the living God, the one and only living and true God, and the everlasting King, the Lord our God, who is one Lord. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, they are vanity and a lie, the work of men's hands. They that make them are like to them, and so is everyone that trusts in them. But the portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name, God over all, blessed forevermore. Their rock is not our rock, even the enemies themselves being judges, for he is the rock of ages, the Lord Jehovah, with whom is everlasting strength, whose name shall endure forever, and is memorial to all generations, when the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth shall perish from off the earth and from under those heavens. We must reverently adore God as a being transcendently bright and blessed, self-existent and self-sufficient, an infinite and eternal spirit that has all perfections in himself, and give him the glory of his titles and attributes. O Lord our God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. You cover yourself with light as with a garment. And yet as to us, make darkness your pavilion, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. This is a message which we have heard of you, and we set to our seal that it is true that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And that God is love, and they that dwell in love dwell in God, and God in them. You are the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness or shadow of turning, and from whom proceed every good and perfect gift. You are the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light which no man can approach to, who no man has seen nor can see. We must acknowledge his being to be unquestionable and past dispute. The heavens declare your glory, O God, and the firmament shows your handiwork. And by the things that are made is clearly seen and understood your eternal power and Godhead, so that they are fools without excuse who say there is no God. For verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, there is a God that judges in the earth and in heaven also. We therefore come to you, believing that you are, and that you are powerful and bountiful, a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Yet we must own his nature to be incomprehensible. We cannot by searching find out God. We cannot find out the Almighty to perfection. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Who is a God like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who in the heaven can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like you? Or to your faithfulness round about you. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, there neither are any works like to your works. For you are great and do wondrous things, you alone are God. There is not any creature that has an arm like God, or can thunder with a voice like him, and that is infinitely above us and all other beings. You are God and not man. You don't have eyes of flesh, nor see as a man sees. Your days are not as the days of man, and your years as man's days. As heaven is high above the earth, so are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. All nations before you are as a drop of the bucket, or the small dust of the balance, and you take up the isles as a very little thing. They are as nothing and are counted to you less than nothing in vanity. We must pray that the work of grace may be wrought where it is not yet begun. Lord, teach transgressors your ways, and let sinners be converted to you. Let the obedient be turned to the wisdom of the just and made ready, a people prepared for the Lord. Let those be quickened that are yet dead in trespasses and sins. Say to them, live, yea, say to them, live, and the time shall be a time of love. Open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to you, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified. By the blood of the covenant send forth the prisoners out of the pit, in which is no water, that they may turn to the strongholds as prisoners of hope. Let the word of God prevail to the pulling down of strongholds and the casting down of imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And let every thought be brought into obedience to Christ, that where it is begun it may be carried on and at length perfected, and the foundation that is well laid may be happily built upon it. Fulfill in us all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power. Let the God that has begun a good work in us perform it to the day of Christ. Perfect that which concerns us. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Let your grace be sufficient for us, and let your strength be made perfect in weakness, that where we are weak, there we may be strong, strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. We pray more particularly for grace, to teach and instruct us and make us knowing and intelligent in the things of God. Give us so to cry after knowledge and lift up our voice for understanding, to seek for it as silver and to search for it as for hid treasure, that we may understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Give us all to know you, from the least even to the greatest, and to follow on to know you, and so to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, as may be life eternal to us. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Christ, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, we may know what is the hope of your calling, and what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and may experience what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power. Open our eyes that we may see wondrous things out of your law and your gospel. Give us to know the certainty of those things into which we have been instructed, and let our knowledge grow up to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, even of the Father and of Christ. Deal with your servants according to your mercy, and teach us your statutes. We are your servants, give us understanding that we may know your testimonies. Let our cry come before you, O Lord, give us understanding according to your word, that good understanding which they have that do your commandments, whose praise endures forever, to lead us into and keep us in the way of truth, and if in anything we be in an error, to rectify our mistake. Let the Spirit of truth guide us into all truth and cause us to understand and wherein we have erred. That which we don't see, teach us, and enable us so to approve all things and to hold fast that which is good. Lord, grant that we may not be as children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Christ in all things who is the head. Give us so to do your will, as that we may know of the doctrine whether it be of you, and so to know the truth, is that the truth may make us free indeed. Enable us, we pray, to hold fast a form of sound words, which we have heard in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus, and to continue in the things which we have learned and been assured of, to help our memories that the truths of God may be ready to us whenever we have occasion to use them. Lord, let your Spirit teach us all things and bring all things to our remembrance, whatever you have said to us, that the word of Christ may dwell richly in us in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Grant that we may give a more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And may keep in memory what has been preached to us and may not believe in vain. Make us ready and mighty in the Scriptures that we may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, and being well instructed to the kingdom of heaven, may as a good householder bring out of our treasure things new and old. Direct our consciences, show us the way of our duty, and make us wise, knowing, judicious Christians. Give us a wise and understanding heart, that wisdom which in all cases is profitable to direct, that wisdom of the prudent, which is to understand his way. This we pray, that our love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that we may discern things that differ and may approve things that are excellent, that we may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, and may be filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and your praise. Oh, that we may be filled with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of you. Teach us your way, O God, and lead us in a plain path because of our observers. When we know not what to do, our eyes are up on you. Let us hear the word behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it, that we turn not to the right hand or to the left. Order our steps in your word and let no iniquity have dominion over us. Sanctify our natures, plant in us the holy principles and dispositions, and increase every grace in us. The very God of peace sanctify us wholly, and we pray our whole spirit, soul, and body may be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. For faithful is he that calls us, who also will do it. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit away from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us with your free spirit. Write your law in our hearts, and put it in our inward part, that we may be the epistles of Christ, written by the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart, that the love of our God being in our heart, none of our steps may slide, and we may delight to do your will, O God, may delight in the law of God after the inward man. Oh, that we may obey from the heart that form of doctrine into which we desire to be delivered, as into a mold, that our whole souls may be leavened by it, and that we may not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, may not fashion ourselves after our former lusts in our ignorance, but as obedient children may be holy in all manner of conversation, as he which has called us is holy. We pray then for faith. Lord, let it be given to us to believe. For the faith by which we are saved is not of ourselves, it is your gift. Increase our faith and perfect that which is lacking in it, that we may be strong in faith, giving you glory. Give us so to be crucified with Christ, as that the life we now live in the flesh we may live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us, and so to bear about with us continually the dying of the Lord Jesus, as that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal bodies. As we have received Christ Jesus the Lord, enable us so to walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as we have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Let every word of yours profit us, being mixed with faith, by which we receive your testimony, and set to our seal that God is true. We beseech you, work in us that faith which is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen, by which we may look above the things that are seen that are temporal, and may look at the things that are not seen that are eternal. Enable us by faith to set the Lord always before us, and have our eyes ever towards him, that we may act in everything as seeing him that is invisible, and having a respect to the recompense of reward. Let our hearts be purified by faith, and let it be our victory overcoming the world, and let us be kept from fainting by believing that we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Next, we must pray for the fear of God. Lord, work in us that fear of you, which is the beginning of wisdom, which is the instruction of wisdom, and which is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Unite our hearts to fear your name, that we may keep your commandments, which is the whole of man. Put your fear into our hearts, that we may never depart from you. Let us all be devoted to your fear, and let us be in the fear of the Lord every day and all the day long. Next, we must pray that the love of God in Christ may be rooted in us, and in order to this, that the love of the world may be rooted out of us. Give us grace, we beseech you, to love you, the Lord our God, with all our heart and soul and mind and might, which is the first and great commandment, to set our love upon you, and to delight ourselves always in you, and in this we shall have the desire of our heart. Circumcise our hearts to love you, the Lord our God, with all our heart and with all our soul, that we may live. Oh, that the love of you may be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, that Jesus Christ may be very precious to us, as he is to all that believe, that he may be in our account the chiefest of 10,000s, and altogether lovely, and that he may be our beloved and friend, that though we have not seen him, yet we may love him, and though we not see him now, yet believing we may rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let the love of Christ to us constrain us to live not to ourselves, but to him that died for us and rose again. Lord, grant that we may not love the world, nor the things that are in the world, because if any man love the world, your love is not in him. That we may set our affections on things above and not on things that are on the earth. Next, we must pray that our consciences be always kept tender, and that we may live a life of repentance. Lord, take away the stony heart out of our flesh and give us a heart of flesh. Make us afraid of all appearances of evil, and to be careful not to give Satan advantage against us as being not ignorant of his devices. Give us a happiness which they have that fear always, that when we think we stand, we may take heed lest we fall. Work in us charity and brotherly love. Put upon us that charity which is a bond of perfectness, that we may keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, and may live in love and peace, that the God of love and peace may be with us. Give us to love our neighbors as ourselves with that love which is a fulfilling of the law. to love one another with a pure heart fervently, that by this all men may know that we are Christ's disciples. And as we are taught of you to love one another, give us to abound in it more and more. And as we have opportunity to do good to all men, and as much as in us lies, to live peaceably with all men, always following after the things that make for peace and things in which we may edify one another. Make us able to love our enemies, to bless them that curse us, and to pray for them that despitefully use us, and do good to them that hate us, forbearing one another and forgiving one another in love, as Christ forgave us. Next, we must pray for the grace of self-denial. Lord, give us grace to deny ourselves, to take up our cross daily, and to follow Christ, to keep under the body and bring it into subjection. Keep us from being lovers of our own selves, from being wise in our own conceit and leaning to our own understanding. Give us to seek not our own only, but everyone his brother's welfare. And grant that none of us may live to ourselves or die to ourselves, but whether we live or die, we may be the Lord's and may live and die to him. We pray for humility and meekness. Give us all to learn of Christ to be meek and lowly in heart, that we may find rest to our souls, and that in this the same mind may be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Hide pride from us and clothe us with humility, and put upon us the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in your sight of a great price. Lord, give us grace to walk worthy of the vocation in which we are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Let anger never rest in our bosoms, nor the sun ever go down upon our wrath. But enable us to show all meekness towards all men, because we ourselves also were sometimes foolish and disobedient. Let us be close as becomes your elect, holy and beloved, with bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, that being merciful as our Father which is in heaven is merciful, we may be perfect as he is perfect. Next, we must pray for the grace of contentment and patience and a holy indifferency to all the things of sense and time. Lord, teach us whatsoever state we are in this to be content. Let us know both how to be abased and how to abound everywhere and in all things. Let us be instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And let godliness with contentment be great gain to us, and a little with the fear of the Lord and quietness is better than great treasure and trouble with it. Grant that our conversation may be without covetousness, and we may always be content with such things as we have, still saying, "The will of the Lord be done." Enable us in our patience to possess our own souls, and let patience always have its perfect work, that we may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Give us grace to weep as though we wept not, and to rejoice as though we rejoiced not, and to buy as though we possessed not, and to use this world as not abusing it, because the time is short and the fashion of this world passes away. Next, we pray for the grace of hope, a hope in God and Christ, and a hope of eternal life. Let patience work experience in us, and experience hope, such a hope that makes us not ashamed. Through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, let us have hope and be saved by hope. Let the God of Jacob be our help, and our hope always be in the Lord our God. Let us be begotten again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And let the hope be to us as an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast, entering into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered. Let us have Christ in us, the hope of glory, and never be moved away from that hope of the gospel, but enable us to give diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end. Next, we must pray for grace to preserve us from sin and all appearances of it and approaches toward it. Now we pray to God that we may do no evil, but may be blameless and harmless as the children of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Turn away our eyes from beholding vanity and quicken us in your way. Remove from us the way of lying and grant us your law graciously. Incline not our hearts to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with them that work iniquity, and let us not eat of their dainties. Cleanse us from our secret faults. Keep back your servants also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over us, but let us be upright and innocent from the great transgressions, and grant that by this we may prove ourselves upright before you, by keeping ourselves from our own iniquity. Let your word be hid in our hearts, that we may not sin against you, and your grace be at all times sufficient for us, ready to us and mighty in us. And never give us up to our own heart's lust to walk in our own counsels. Enable us to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So circumspectly that we may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion to blaspheme that worthy name by which we are called, and with well-doing may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, and may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. We ask all of these things in the name of our intercessor, in the name of our King, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Without you, we can do nothing.